and aching that's in her body, Father, and any symptoms, Father, we just curse it at the root. We loose the healing power of Jesus to just go right now into her body, Father, and bring healing. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I enjoyed being in worship with you tonight. And, you know, I'm just going to pick up on kind of where we ended last week. And I'm just going to add some things to this discussion because we really talked about something that I just want to fortify in your spirits and just back up with the goodness of God. And with there's many different scriptures that would support everything that I'm going to say with you tonight, but I just want to remind you of one that is very powerful. And the Bible says that we can do one thing through Christ that gives us strength. We can do a couple things, maybe four or five. What? Oh, whoa, praise God. So we know that the scripture says that we can do all things through Christ. So I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I just want to let you know something, that if you got failure going on right now, you got struggle going on, you got difficulty going on, and you are not feeling the victory, then you should already know the answer. I need to let Jesus be Lord in this area. Praise God. Remember, his scripture says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? You know, I'm not being mean, but whether you got a financial problem, whether you got a relationship problem, whether you got a physical problem, and those things are going to come. It's not like these things are not going to come. They are going to come. But what I'm saying is that when you have areas in your life that are a struggle, the first thing we need to know is, am I on this journey in my own power, my own thinking, my own way of doing things, or have I submitted myself to trusting the Lord, and am I handling this through the power of Jesus? Because I can't do anything on my own power. Remember Jesus in John 5, chapter 30, he lays things out to us that are so clear that Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. Jesus, the one who was without sin, the one who walked perfectly on this earth, said that he can out of his own self do nothing. He said, what I do and what I hear and see from my Father, that's what I do. That's why it's successful. You know why he could stop a storm? Because he did it in unity with his Father. Praise God. You know why he could multiply fish and, man, I must be hungry. I keep talking about this food thing. Ow! But yeah, you know why he could multiply? Because he did it in unity with his Father. Remember when he raised Lazarus from the dead? He said, Father, I don't say this out loud for my benefit. I say this out loud for them. I already know what you're going to do. Woo! Praise God. And I tell you what, if we would hear from God his direction on the things we do, we would be a lot more successful in this thing called life. Amen? So I want to remind you that the Bible doesn't say that I should just go to church in Jesus' strength. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to church on Sunday, and I tell you what, I'm going to worship, I'm going to shout, I'm going to raise my hand. Everybody's going to know that I'm praising God. But when I go to work on Monday, I might have to lay my faith down and just do things my own way because not everybody at work is saved. That's the exact reason why you need to make sure that you're letting Jesus help you at work. Amen? Praise God. We have got to make sure that our thinking aligns up with our Father in heaven. I want to just share some things with you. Remember, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Why is that? Well, we hear In Romans chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Now it says that when we were without strength, Christ died for us when we were sinners. So now that we get saved, we're no longer the same way we were, right? We become new creatures in Christ. Amen? And if before Christ we were without strength, what do you think it means now that you have Christ? Oh, let me give you just a little more help here. What does it say in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7? What does it say? It says, "The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power," woo, "love and a sound mind." Power! Did you ever look at the old Superman movie and say, "Wow, he's powerful"? Because he could do things a normal human couldn't do. Now, that's just faking on TV, right? But what I want you to understand is that when you are infused with the Spirit of God, you are no longer weak and helpless. You have received power. You now don't have a spirit of fear that should be filled with anxiety and a lack of hope and all of that. But now you should have power, love, and a sound mind. "Well, Pastor, since I've been saved, I still deal with anxiety." I know. Because you've not strengthened yourself through the word in those areas to give you the strength to have the power to win that battle. Oh, man. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, Pastor, I'm saved, but I still have anxiety. I know. Because you don't lay down and you don't cast all of your care on him. That's another area where the Lord needs to work on us. He doesn't say, "Hey, give me a little bit of your care. Give me a little bit of your concerns." No, he says, "Casting all your cares upon me because I care for you." And again, what I want to tell you is the things that are giving you the most anxiety right now, the things that are most difficult right now, are the things that I could sit you down and find out that you don't even have faith-filled scriptures that you have laid out to support that area of your life. Well, hallelujah. Someone say amen, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Man, I just love it when I feel the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I feel his peace in his presence. So here's what I want you to know. Before you met the Lord, you could say that you didn't have strength. But now that you have been filled with the power of God, you have to understand that you have an abundance of strength. Not just a little bit. No, no, no. The Lord didn't say, "Hey, when I come, I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you enough to get by. I'm going to give you enough that you can just barely get through and you might be okay, but you might not. It's a coin toss." No, no, no. The Lord says that I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. In fact, the Lord doesn't even expect you to just get by in a big, long battle. You know, the Lord never expects you to have a 15-round decision. Now, I'm glad if you had to go 15 rounds and we could wipe the blood and the sweat off and raise your hand and say you got the victory. But that wouldn't be God's plan for you, because he says that I make you more than a conqueror. You know, he doesn't even say, Shane, in the Bible, that you should overcome your situation. He says you should overcome the world.